Hi, 103. How are you doing today? We're in chapter five, I think. Chapter five's on elasticity. It's mostly a bunch of technical questions, arithmetic questions, things like that. But there's lots of intuitive questions in there as well. Question number four kind of is a combination. It gives you a situation, and we're going to see if we can understand it a little bit with our basic ideas of elasticity and demand, just in general, not with any numbers in specific. So it says, it's been reported that business rents in Manhattan have increased since the destruction of the trade towers. So 2001, we had 9/11, two planes flew into the Trade Center buildings, the towers came down, a huge loss of office space in the city of New York. And space, rental space increased. They've increased so much that the total rents in the city are higher than they were before. Is that possible? Does this mean that the Trade Center towers are making a negative contribution to the city? So how are we going to analyze this? We're going to analyze this with little demand and supply ideas here. So let's suppose that, for the sake of argument, the demand curve for office space in New York is downward sloping. And there's some fixed supply of office space in the city. And here is the office space that's the supply, and that's in August of 2001. So maybe we'll just put there's the supply in 2000 and year 2000. Now, these planes fly into the trade centers and they destroy the buildings, which causes a reduction. When there's a reduction, the supply falls. So it's still fixed here. So there's the supply in 2001. So what happened? The price is going to go up. That shouldn't surprise you, right? So there's been a fall in supply that's going to lead to a rise in the price of office space. Now, the question says the prices have increased so much that the total rent, right, the total rent in the city is higher than it was before. Well, what would we mean by total rent? By total rent, what was the rent before? And the total rent before was the old price, call it P prime, multiplied by the total amount of offices that were being rented. So before, this area here would be the total rents in the city. Now, what are the new rents in the city? The new total rents in the city are this new price, P double prime, times the new supply, Q double prime. So P double prime times Q double prime is all of this area right here. Now, this area is going to be bigger than this area if this area here is bigger than this area down here, which certainly looks like it, right? So if that orange dark shaded region is bigger than this purple light shaded region, rents have gone up. Now, why have rents gone up? Rents have gone up because there's been a very large change in price. So there's been a large change in price, and there's been a relatively small change in quantity. So there's been a small delta Q. So does it, you know, rents are higher. Does this mean that, the rents are higher. Is that possible? Yes, that's possible. If we think back to our elasticity formula, our elasticity is the percentage change in Q divided by the percentage change in P. If this thing up here is small and this is large, then the elasticity is going to be a fraction. And we know that that means that the demand is inelastic. So if the demand for office space in New York is inelastic, then when the supply is reduced, the total rents in the city will go up. Okay? So that's perfectly possible. Now, it goes on, it says, does this mean that the Trade Center towers are making a negative contribution to the city? People often think this way. They think when they look at revenues, that somehow they're measuring values. And that's the mistake that's being made. So what was the value of, what was the consumer surplus, if you will, of the rents before the buildings came down? The consumer surplus was the area above the old price and below the demand curve, right? It was equal to all of this. Now, when the buildings go away, what happens? Well, the area under the demand curve shrinks to here. Consumer surplus goes way down, but a lot of the fall in consumer surplus is made up of the increase in the rents. But look at this. This triangle here, I got a lot of colors going on here. This triangle here, that's lost consumer surplus that nobody gets. We call this loss here a dead weight loss. So consumer surplus goes way down, but a large part of that is just a transfer of wealth to office owners. But there is a bunch of wealth that is lost. This was the consumer surplus that arose over the Trade Center towers. Those buildings were generating surplus. So when those buildings are destroyed, wealth in the city goes down. So even though the rents could go up, and the rents could be higher than they were before, that doesn't mean that we're made better off. If that were the case, we'd go around blowing up buildings all the time. All right? So there you go. We used the idea of elasticity. We used our ideas of supply and demand. And we used our ideas of surplus to figure out the answer to this question. Have a nice day.